Thank you for joining us today on Drawing Near. This ongoing study of the Bible is designed to help and encourage us to draw near to God through the study and application of His Word. If you have questions about the Bible or your walk with the Lord Jesus, feel free to reach out to me through my email address in the description section of this podcast. Followers of Jesus are blessed with the Word of God. We do not have to guess at or worry over the Lord's will. He has made everything necessary for life and godliness known to us. Today on Drawing Near, we are encouraged to persevere, to continue in what we learn from Scripture. Let's take our Bibles and turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3 and study, "The Scriptures make us wise unto salvation." And as we prepare for today's study, let's pray together. Father in heaven, thank you for today. Thank you for this opportunity to come before you. Your grace is rich toward us. You display it in our lives in many different and varied ways. We thank you for your mercy, withholding from us what we deserve. Father, you are loving and kind and good, and I thank you so much for instructing us in righteousness and in truth. Father, help us to embrace the truth, to embrace the wisdom that you desire us to have through your Scriptures. Give us a healthy understanding of your Scriptures, and Father, help us to desire your Scriptures. We ask this in Jesus' name. Amen. In 2 Timothy chapter 3, beginning at verse 13, we read, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived. But you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation through faith in Christ Jesus." Throughout Paul's letter to Timothy, he has been contrasting and comparing what Timothy should be doing with what other individuals are doing wrong. Arguing, dividing, deceiving, these are things that are contrary to the Christian faith. That's obvious. In verse 13 of chapter 3, Paul goes on and says, "But evil men and impostors will grow worse and worse, deceiving and being deceived." The situation is not going to get better. Many Christians pray for things to get better. We should pray for kings. We should pray for government leaders. We should pray for one another. But we need to know the Scripture tells us men will continue to grow more and more evil. Impostors will grow worse and worse. This process of deceiving and being deceived is not going to end until Jesus has accomplished all that God has sent him to do and restores order and gives authority back to God the Father. This is the truth that we need to embrace. That helps us to respond to the world around us, to live in an understanding way, and to be moved to share the gospel so that those who will be saved may be saved. Notice that there are two groups in verse 13, evil men and impostors. Now, of course, impostors are evil men, but there are individuals who are fakes. There are evil men who aren't pretenders. They're just evil. But then there are impostors, individuals around the church or inside the church structure. They're imposters. They're fakes. They give the appearance of godliness, but they do not possess true godliness. They're not believers. They're apostates. They're wolves in sheep's clothing, according to the Lord Jesus. They've always been there, and they always will. And they're going to grow worse and worse. We need to be aware of that so that we are not impacted by the evil men and impostors. Their work is deceiving and being deceived. Satan is like a roaring lion roaming to and fro, seeking whom he may devour. He's a liar and a thief and a murderer. He deceives. That's his chief aim. That's what he did in the garden with Adam and Eve, and he has never stopped. He accuses individuals before God. He stokes up animosity and doubt. He deceives. And those individuals in the world who do not live by the truth, who are not saved, who are not led by the Spirit, they can be deceived. So we have men and imposters growing worse and worse, and they are deceiving individuals. They're tricking them. They're lying to them. They are offering them false claims, false assurances. They are leading them down bad paths, paths that lead to destruction. And they're doing this while being deceived themselves. Understand, many evil individuals and imposters actually believe what they're saying. They think what they're saying is true. They're not out there saying, this is a lie and I'm just trying to deceive you. Now, of course, in the world, there are individuals who are cunning and crafting, and they do make their living. They do go forward in life deceiving, and they do that on purpose. They're evil individuals. But many people around us who believe false gospels, false truths, who embrace the world's ideology and convictions, they are deceived. Satan is effective at this, and we need to not be deceived. So Paul tells Timothy in verse 14, but you must continue in the things which you have learned and been assured of. There are some things in verse 14 that are really important to note. Timothy did not naturally know what he knew. The things he was to continue in, he had learned and been assured of. Someone had taught him. Someone had assured him of the things that Timothy knew and embraced from God. It is an important part of every Christian's ministry to not only know the truth, but to share the truth with others. Each one of us need to be involved every single day in growing in our knowledge of the things of God. And then as we grow and become certain, as we grow and become assured of the things of God, the truths of God's word, those things that are not lies and deceptions, we need to pass them on. We need to pass them on to our spouses. We need to pass them on to our children, to brothers and sisters in Christ. We need to encourage one another in love and good works. We are commanded to do this. And Timothy had learned these things and been assured of these things from others, and Paul is telling him now to continuing them. Who had he learned from? Well, from Paul, no doubt from other believers, but also from his mother and his grandmother. What a rich blessing. What a wonderful tradition that parents and grandparents pass on the things of God to their children. Notice what else this says here. Verse 15 says, and that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. What was he taught? What was he assured of? The Bible. Not just our thoughts about the Bible, not just our feelings about the Bible. He was taught the Holy Scriptures. From childhood, you have known the Holy Scriptures. What is a parent? What is a grandparent? What is a Christian teacher or mentor supposed to pass on to others? Scripture. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word of God. We need to open up God's Word and teach it, read it, encourage it in the lives of our children, of our family members, of other brothers and sisters in Christ. Many of us who claim to love God with all of our hearts spend so much more time on hobbies and other pastimes than we do in God's Word. Becoming godly and knowing the truth of God's Word is not as important to many of us as it needs to be. From childhood, Timothy knew the Holy Scriptures. So he's told, continue in the things that you've learned and been assured of, knowing that from childhood you have known the Holy Scriptures. Then Paul tells him something about Scriptures, probably something Timothy already knew. The Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. In verse 15, we're told something very, very important. Something every one of us should already know, but merits saying again. Salvation is in Christ Jesus. There is no other name given among men whereby we must be saved. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except by Him. There is salvation in no other. How do we know about this salvation? How do we know about Jesus Christ? Through the Holy Scriptures. The Scriptures are able to make us wise. Wise for salvation, wise for living the saved life, wise for knowing how to please God, what is sin, what is righteousness. It is able to make us wise for salvation, and we need to thoroughly study Scripture. We need to embrace it with all of our hearts. We embrace Scripture through faith, the same way we embrace salvation in Jesus Christ. We need to trust God's Word, that it is God's Word, that it is applicable to us today. We need to have faith. Faith leads to salvation, and the Scriptures, again, faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God, increases our faith and our understanding and our wisdom. There is nothing that we can experience in life that is greater than being saved. So when Paul tells Timothy, the Scriptures are able to make you wise for salvation, he is telling Timothy that the Scriptures are able to make us wise for the most important thing that we need in life. We need to be saved. If we are not saved, we are condemned in our sin, and we will suffer eternal damnation in hell because of it. But Jesus didn't come to condemn, he came to save. We need to know we're condemned already apart from Christ. And we need to read the Scriptures, know the Scriptures, live the Scriptures, share the Scriptures, because they're able to make us wise for salvation through faith, which is in Jesus Christ. Father in heaven, thank you for your word. Thank you for this passage. It is basic to our faith. It is basic to our understanding. Give us confidence. Give us hope in the midst of a world that is being filled with greater and greater evil and imposters and deception. Help us to know the truth and to discern truth from deception. Help us to recognize imposters by their fruit, comparing them to what your word says the true teachers, the true leaders are to look like. Give us this kind of wisdom. Encourage us in and through your word. It's in Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Thank you for studying with us today. You can subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever podcasts are shared. Drawing Near is a ministry of FBC Tip City based on the promise that if we will draw near to God, He will draw near to us.